Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
While still working together, with your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From Danville to Richmond to Half Moon Bay, this is KGMC FM and HD1 San Francisco 95.7. The Game. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7. The Game.
Good afternoon to everybody out there. Last hour of BSNG for the week. Matt Steinmetz will be back with us on Monday. Daryl DeGuru, Johnson, Bonte Hill holding it down here on a Friday afternoon. Thanks to Kyle in the back. Joe Spadoni on the board. We'll continue to roll with your phone
Kyle's
calls
brilliant.
On MLB. Yeah, he's all right. We'll shift to the NBA at some point. I want to get everybody's thoughts on the NBA playoffs. Got some questions about that. Let's go out to Samuel in Oakland. Samuel in Oakland, Guru, has been waiting on hold here. Wants to talk about Major League Baseball. What's up, Samuel?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Sir.
All right, cool. So thankful to be on with you guys. You guys do a great job. This past week, you guys have done a great job, man. It just really got me listening. I think a lot of people are listening to what's going on in the world, and thank you for bringing some normalcy in my life. You know, so I really respect you guys. So thank you. Baseball, man, I think my number one issue with baseball right now, I agree with 100% all the callers, what you guys are saying. But for me, specifically with the Oakland Athletics, the problem is leadership and ownership. Is John Fisher is Gap money. He's Gap, he's Old Navy, he's Banana Republic. This guy is worth $2 billion and refuses to commit to star players. If you want fans to show up and commit to this team, then what's the narrative of the A's? What's the picture? What's the image of the Oakland Athletics? Is that they're the farm system to Major League Baseball. Eric Chavez is still the richest contract in Oakland Athletics history, and that was how many years ago? A decade ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So John Fisher needs to commit to this team. This lineup, Chapman, Olsen, Simeon, Laureano, Piscotty, this lineup is the best core that the Oakland Athletics have put together since Billy Bean. This roster right now is the roster that could win it all. And if the pandemic wasn't going on, the Oakland A's would be in first place. I believe that they would be crushing the Astros right now. I believe that. In organizations, look at the Clippers, look at the Warriors. When you put an ownership that's committed to winning, good things happen. The Warriors ownership was committed to winning. And look it, now they got the Chase Center, they got the championships. They built the equity with the fan base. So right now, the Warriors aren't very good. But they have the equity with the fan base. The ownership is committed to winning. And look at the Clippers. The same thing with Ballmer. They got rid of that terrible owner, Donald Sterling. We've known for decades who that human being was. We got rid of him. Ballmer comes in. He's committed to winning. And now look at the Clippers. They're my favorite to win the NBA Finals this year. They have been. I'm not sleeping on the Clippers. They're my favorite to win it all. And now they're getting a new stadium. So for me, the Oakland Athletics, if they want fans to come back, and it's not just the A's, it's the Tampa Bay Rays, it's the Miami Marlins, it's all of these bottom feeder teams that claim poorhouse and just expect fans to dump their money, but they don't commit to winning. Commit to winning, and everything else will follow in place. So that's all I got. I'll take your comments off the air. Again, thank you guys for having me. It's been a great show.
Thank you, Samuel. Very, very well said there. Hell of a comment, hell of a call there. And he's right. You got to build equity with the fan base by keeping your players, keeping your core, sure that you give a damn about your team. And, you know, it's
Monte, who did we have on the other day? Yeah, who did we have on the other day? And I asked him point blank, Dallas Braden, if he thought, you know, that cycle was over where they would lose their good players. And I thought I was going to get an emphatic, hell yes, it's over. Chapman's going, Olsen, they're going nowhere. He was like, he didn't know. And you talk about Fisher, and I'm going to give kudos to Bay Area media. I won't name them, but they came after Fisher and his cheap ways. You got money. You got other thing, venues and businesses that are booming, and you can't and you want to be, what's the old joke, Kmart? We flew over Kmart. What did the bird say? Cheap, cheap. You know, come on, man. You can't do that to your club, man. You just can't. You heard that joke. But you know what I mean, Bonte. Put some into your product, man. Damn.
Oh, man. Hey, real quick, it's just in from Darren Ravel. Darren Ravel, business of sports betting, sports business reporter, senior executive for Action Network, formerly of ESPN. Darren Ravel just tweeted out that Michael Jordan and Jordan Brand has announced a $100 million donation over the next decade to causes that will ensure racial equality, social justice, and greater access to education. The Jordan Brand announcing a $100 million donation over the next decade to causes that will ensure racial equality, social justice, and greater access to education. Jordan putting his money where his mouth is. What a donation by the Jordan Brand. That's a large, large number.
What are haters going to say, B? Oh, that's only $100,000 to him. It don't matter. That's a lot of chicken, and you cannot get mad. And Jordan came out and he said something, and some people ridiculed him, you know, wannabe comedians on social media. Oh, he's just saying that. But he's doing what we want to see Drew do. Just like you said, Bonte, not to cut you off, he put his money where his mouth is. That's a lot of money, man. It can help a lot of people.
No doubt about it. Let's go out to Telmo in San Francisco. Get him in on here talking about Major League Baseball. Telmo, good afternoon. You're on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing? So,
Not bad, man.
I know this is going to, you and Guru, you guys love baseball, and Guru's a traditionalist, but one of the things is, it's the system of baseball into where you guys claim that you're baseball fans. But you probably couldn't tell me who are the top 30 prospects for the baseball draft versus the hype we get for the NFL draft, for the NBA draft, because we follow those guys from college. We follow those guys from closely from before they enter the pro leagues. And the second thing with baseball, and you guys have probably noticed this, that for anybody under the age of 40 in the United States, for the most part, the biggest culture is hip-hop culture, and baseball is not part of that. NBA is. The NFL is. I mean, even soccer is more hip-hop than baseball is. So you take all that, you roll it into one, and you just have a sport that's being left behind in a different century.
No doubt about that. You know what, Telmo? You're right. I couldn't name the top 30 prospects entering a Major League Baseball draft. Could not do it. Couldn't do it. I don't even know when the Major League Baseball draft is. Did they cut it down to 5 rounds? Where? How many rounds do they have this season? I mean, I you're absolutely right. I don't know these prospects. I should know them. I know about the college basketball prospects. I know about the NFL prospects, of course. We talked about the NFL draft at length, ad nauseum on this show. We definitely know those prospects with baseball. You know, there's so many high schools, there's so many players, but again, it's not out there for me. You know, maybe if I need to go dive deep into it, then maybe I would know. But you're right. I don't know these prospects that are coming up in baseball. I just think they do a horrible job in promoting their game, in promoting their draft, promoting their prospects, promoting their stars, promoting their teams. It's just become such a regional sport that the whole national pastime, I think, is dead. It is dead. It is dead. What's up, Guru? You back?
No. Yeah, I'm back. Just having a little difficulty. But I heard everything you said, B. You're spot on, man. You are spot on. And at the end of the day, it's hemorrhaging. You know, you need some change, and we're here for it. But, man, you got to admit there's a problem. And I think that's what's half the battle, admitting that you got a problem, right, and identifying it.
Right. And I don't think baseball has identified it yet. I really don't. I think they refuse to identify it. And that's the problem that's going on in baseball. More baseball talk if you want to talk about that. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. What about the NBA? I want to shift gears a little bit here, talk about the NBA. And, you know, an interesting question was posed on Twitter last night by Boogie Buzzins. Said, who are Warrior fans going to root for in the NBA playoffs? And I said, I'm rooting for Kawhi Leonard. I want Kawhi Leonard to win another ring. Now, people came down to my road. How can you root for the Clippers?
Baby. Yeah, you already know. Yeah.
What it do, baby? That's who I'm rooting for.
He was doing something, too, when he said that.
Yeah, it looked like he was doing something. I'm not going to assume. No, I don't know what was in his hands, Goo. Don't know what I'm talking about there. choking a little bit, yeah.
Little Snoop Dogg, yeah.
Yeah, it could possible. But, you know, I want to know who Warrior fans are going to root for in the playoffs. 888-957-9570. Are you even excited about the NBA playoffs? They're going to restart the season July 31st. NBA Finals could possibly run until October 12th. The draft, NBA draft, would be October 15th. Free agency will start about 3 days after that. Training camp is going to start November. And the season may start December 1st. So it's just going to be a whirlwind. It's going to be a whirlwind that just hits a smack dab in the face real quick. Every team will play. Every team will play 8 regular season games. And then, of course, if the 9th seed in each conference are within 4 games of the 8th seed, they'll play a play-in tournament in which the 8th seed would have to beat the 9th seed once. The 9th seed would have to beat the 8th seed twice in order to make the playoffs and play the number 1 seed in each conference, which would be the L.A. Lakers and possibly the Milwaukee Bucks. I'll ask you, Goo, are you excited about the NBA yet? And as a Warrior fan, who do you think they should root for in these upcoming NBA playoffs?
You root for it first. I'm super excited. And I'm excited because now I'm watching these shows. You know, I got my shows, I DVR, and everybody's talking about the league coming back. But I catch Flack Shasky. He heard one of my friends, I believe we were at a local tavern, and my friend was giving me stuff about I would always adopt a team when the Warriors went their 13 straight years without making the playoffs. And I believe it was Shaq and Kobe. Then it was Jordan and Pip. But anyway, I'm super excited. And for Warrior fans, you want anybody in the East that Milwaukee's playing to knock them out ASAP so Giannis can be upset, brush his teeth the next day like, I got to get out of here. I'm not going to win. I'm going to tap into trying to be a Golden State Warrior. So from that vantage point, Bonte, I'm watching Milwaukee. I hope they flame out quick. And I'm torn on who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the beard. I'm rooting for Dame if Nurkic is back. And I'm also rooting for the Pelicans to get the 8th seed. And I'm going to ask you this real quick. If they were to knock off, let's say they played the Lakers, with the Pelicans as they're currently constructed, knocking off this version of LeBron's Lakers, would that be bigger than what we believe did to the Mavericks at that time? If just to put you on the spot, wow. Because Zion's got pieces. They got Ingram. But, you know, yeah, Lakers
that would be
are
a
like
huge
too
upset.
Deep.
Yeah, okay. But that would be a huge upset. These guys are young puppies, man. Lonzo, B.I., Brandon Ingram, Zion. Yeah, that would be – that upset would be bigger. And you know what? The NBA would make that upset bigger than we believe. All the hype that they would get.
Oh, there's no doubt.
We would think that there would be only one series with the way that would get promoted. But you mentioned a team there. You mentioned a player that we shouldn't sleep on. And that's the Portland Trailblazers. Nobody's talking about the Portland Trailblazers. If they sneak into the playoffs, and we see what Dame Dolla has done in the playoffs. I know he's been swept by the Warriors, and you know he's been swept. But boy, what he did to Russell Westbrook in OKC, waving bye bye to them in Game 6 in Portland, hitting one from 30 feet over Paul George. Oh, we saw him send out the Houston Rockets. Dame Dolla is a problem, and he's well rested. CJ McCollum, one of the best two guards. I know Danny Green's on the Lakers. They got Rondo at point. They got Caruso coming off the bench. But, boy, McCollum's a problem. Then you bring back Zach Collins. You bring back Yusuf Nurkic.
That's crazy. Wow.
And then you got your boy Melo. Yeah. How would Melo hold up? How would Melo hold up? That's the key. You didn't forget about your guy, Melo. Yeah. You didn't forget about Melo. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, and that's the other thing, too. That's the other thing, too. How many of you guys are going to be in shape? I see a text here from the 650. Is anyone coming back fat like Sean Kemp during the 98 lockout? Looking at you, Zion Williamson.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
Hey, you know what? Pizza's not a bad thing. If I could eat 40 pizzas in 30 days, I would.
He has no pizza experience.
Yeah, round table's pretty good.
He's never been in the pizza
Did
category.
Did you hear Barkley last night? I got kind of mad at him. He said, using Portland as an example, how fair was that these guys, you know, teams are going to have them at their disposal when had the, you know, pandemic not happened, they would have been out for the year. I'm like, dude, to me, I don't – if Shaq's name was Tony the Tiger – dude, you're running from competition. Why are you looking at it through that prism? You want to beat teams when they're whole, right? And that has me thinking, and you brought it up, what if Brooklyn were to get, and I know Durant said he's not coming back, but if Durant and Kyrie were to come back for Brooklyn and they were to go on a run, this would be something we would never forget. But I never would look at it, oh, it's unfair, would you? I never would say that.
Everything's on the table. Everything's on the table. Everybody's got to play the same gym. Everybody's got to play the same gym. Everybody's got to play in front of no fans. Everybody's got to get out there and wear shorts in that jersey and go out there and play ball. Everybody's healthy. And that's why I think I was thinking about it last night. I think it's fascinating that we may see some upsets here. These guys are going to be in the same hotels. Like, are they going to be hanging out in the bubble? Are we going to be having dinner together? Is there going to be any bad blood? Are guys going to run into each other in the hallway and kind of just bump shoulders and be like, hey, bro, I'm going to see you on the court? Like, this could – I'm just fascinated with the ideas of what's going to happen here with these guys in the same bubble. Or what could happen? Are we going to see funk? Are we going to see things like the 80s where guys are hacking each other and they're just irritated by seeing each other in the same damn hotel for a couple weeks? I think, you know, I'm starting to tingle a little bit when I think about it. It's not appropriate to have that level 10 tingle, if you know what I mean. But I am starting to think about the possibilities here of what could happen during these playoffs, man. And I see a lot of people on the text line, our guy Lobo in Fairfield. Shout out to Lobo. He's rooting for the Miami Heat because of Andre Iguodala. They're an interesting team. They're a dark horse. I thought if we did have the playoffs at home venues, that Miami with one of the best home records in the league. I believe they had like three losses in South Beach. I thought they were a prime candidate to upset the Milwaukee Bucks in the second round. I really do. I really did at the time. We'll see what happens in Orlando. But going back to Sean Kemp, the reason why he came back so big, Guru, is because he told Mike Fratello, who was the coach of the Cavaliers at the time. Mike Fratello said, what happened? And Sean Kemp said, coach, I didn't think we were coming back. I didn't think we were coming back. So he came back about 50 pounds heavier, man. It was just never the same. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Let's go out to Juan and San Leandro.
I'm not skinny fat.
Yeah, Juan and San Leandro wants to talk about the NBA here on BSG. What's up, Juan?
The question I have, say if the guys are playing in the playoffs, and all of a sudden, like LeBron or Giannis come up with a temperature of 101, is the league going to stop them from playing? Or tell anybody?
See, I feel like that would just be, you got to go quarantine. It would be like the new sprained ankle. You're out. There's no way that one star, if they catch COVID-19, I got to believe that that would stop the rest of the parade. I just believe Bonte, okay, if you test, you or Steiny and the caller, you got a fever, you're out. We'll see you in 2 weeks, or we'll see you when you pass, you know, 2 weeks at least. But I can't imagine that one test is going to just wreck it all. I just can't, I can't buy that. And I just think teams are going to have to deal with, you know, who comes down with what and play as is after the fact.
Yeah,
because why would you do all this then? You know what I mean? Yeah, right. You got to play on.
They know the consequences. They know what's happening out there. By the way, this could happen in Orlando where guys, and I do believe some guys will test positive in Orlando during this tournament. They may not reveal the names, but I think it may happen. I was reading something about Alabama. They had a workout with 50 players. After the workout, 5 players tested positive for COVID.
Oh,
how about Oklahoma State?
I read it.
How about old Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State? Remember that guy, the head football coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that guy when he was talking about COVID? Oh, these youngsters can recover. They're young. It's not a threat. Well, two players on the Oklahoma State football team tested positive for COVID-19. So I don't – this is like, that's the thing. With everything happening in the world and all the
these protests, and all the a lot of people together.
The protest,
yeah.
COVID-19 is still going around. And in Florida, apparently, the numbers spiked up 1,300. There was 1,300 cases this week, apparently.
Arizona had their most reported in a day in a long time. Arizona. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that. The mayor was like, maybe it's because we you know, eased up on the restrictions. All I say to that is now you're bringing me my excitement down, because I said yesterday that's what was keeping me. I was nervous.
Oh,
so now I was happy and you didn't brought me down, B.
Why not? I didn't do anything. I'm just trying to keep it real with you, Goo. Here, how about this from Adam Silver yesterday on TNT? They said Joe Spadoni, our board offer this. The belief is that we would not have to shut down if a single player tested positive.
Okay. That's what we want to hear then. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to shut down the playoffs, but
and
you know,
if you get it, get it now and get it out your system. I know what are you talking about, but it doesn't work that way. But Bonte, don't come back and then have to stop and hit the pause button. I would be hurt, and again, I'd be worried about the guys and gals that came down with it. That's more serious. But first off, I got to say this: as excited as I am, I'm like Forrest Gump at that bus station. I have to see what it's going to be like with no fans. This will be the first time ever we've seen anything. And these are going to be games that mean something. Bonte, no fans? What's that experience? I'm all for the crowd noise. Pump it in. Get on the piano, the organ. What else do they use? Yeah, I'm all for that. All the technology we got? Yeah, let's do
it. You know what? Since you're on that subject, we didn't get into the other day. We got caught up, obviously, in other issues and other things happening in this country. But Dave McMenamin the other night on ESPN wrote an article, and, you know, some higher-seeded teams were trying to lobby for some advantages. You know, obviously they bust their ass during the season to get home court advantage. So here were some of the other scenarios discussed. We didn't even get into this. How about this one, Guru? The higher-seeded team being awarded the first possession of the second, third, and fourth quarters following the traditional jump ball to begin a game. How about this one? I want to get your thoughts on all this.
Oh, my God.
The
goodness.
Higher seeded team being allowed to designate one player to be able to be whistled for 7 fouls instead of 6 before fouling out. How laughable is that?
This is not the Cub Scouts. The home court advantage is only that. It's where you're played. You can't manipulate the game. Oh, I fouled out, but because we were the number one seed, I got an extra 2, so I got 7. No way, B. That is yuck. Or extra 1. That's yuck. That's yucky. I don't want that at all.
How about this one? The higher seeded team receiving an extra coach's challenge. Don't like that? Not fair?
No, you know, I mean, it's not fair, but you know what? I can live with that one. I can live with
that. All right, that's not how about this? The higher-seeded team
not
being
egregious.
Able to transport – the higher-seeded teams – this one is ridiculous. The higher-seeded teams being able to transport their actual hardwood home court from their home arenas to Orlando to try to preserve the feel of their home playing experience.
What I expected that, B. You know what? I'm with that. Bring it on. Bring that hardwood.
Oh, my Lord. All right. How about this? How about this one? An off-court feature in which playoff teams in order of seeding 1 through 16 receive first dibs on picking which hotel they would stay at in the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex at Disney World Resort.
Now, I'm not offended by that one. That don't affect the game. That's your sleep and whatever. Okay. That ain't affecting the game. That ain't giving you an extra timeout or more Gatorade. I mean, what's going on, B?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Those are a little ridiculous. There are some other ones here. We'll read it on the other side. Shout out to our guy Kane in Oakland and Chilton Autobody text line 510. Who's your dark horse? Who's the dark horse and how far would they get? He's got Portland as his dark horse. The Portland Trailblazers, a very popular pick. Also from the 408, I'm hoping for an implosion in Philadelphia so the Warriors can come up on Joel Embiid. I think Giannis is a pipe dream.
Okay.
That's something, Joel Embiid.
I don't think he is.
I don't know. We'll see about that. All right. We're going to wrap up the show, baby. More of your phone calls, 888-957-9570. What are your thoughts on the NBA? Is there a team you're going to root for? It's no problem with Desiree. No problem with having a rooting interest in the playoffs if the Warriors are out of it. If you're a Warriors fan, who will you root for? Will you root for a team? Will you even watch the NBA playoffs? I want to hear from Warrior fans on this as we wrap up a week, which has been a fascinating week of radio here on 95.7 The Game. That's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by California Highway Patrol Motorcycle Safety Program. More of your phone calls, 888-957-9570 on the NBA, Major League Baseball, and Drew Brees, if you have some final thoughts on Drew Brees and what happened this week with the Saints quarterback. It's not brought to you by Chilton Auto Body or the California Highway Patrol Motorcycle Safety Program. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo.
It's the Warriors Remix. Brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Off the bear, left side, right by Williams, into traffic. Dunked it over Kirilenko and a
few dunks have ever electrified a crowd in any NBA arena, quite like the Baron Davis baseline jam over Andre Kirilenko of the Utah Jazz during the 2007 Western Conference semifinals.
And it was savage with a right hand message delivered.
Led by Baron, the We Believe squad would forevermore be a memorable part of Bay Area sports history.
We believe from the beginning when we stepped into training camp and as a community and these fans, we've all been together this whole season, and to see, you know, us in this situation is a great thing.
With this Warriors Remix, I'm Lawrence Scott.
That was the Warriors Remix, brought to you by Fremont Bank on 95.7 The Game.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
Did you know that treatment for ED has advanced beyond the little blue pill? The newest treatment for men seeking optimal performance is finally available in the Bay Area from the doctors at ARC Men's Health. Acoustic Wave Energy by Gainswave is the revolutionary medical procedure that treats the real cause of ED. Now you can get off Viagra and be spontaneous again naturally. Treatments are non-invasive, pain-free, and surgery-free. A quick procedure breaks down plaque and blockages, restoring blood flow and reversing ED. If you've got ED or Peyronie's disease, regardless of your age or medical history, call ARC Men's Health to schedule your consultation. ARC is PPE compliant and taking all precautions to keep patients safe. HSA cards are accepted. For more information, call ARC Men's Health at 650-407-1167. That's 650-407-1167. Online at arcmenshealth.com. Call now, 650-407-1167.
Hi there, I'm Michael Lewis, host of Against the Rules. And we're back for our second season. We're talking about coaches. It wasn't that long ago that we only had coaches in sports. Now, they're everywhere. They're life coaches and death coaches. You can hire a coach to improve your executive skills, your online dating performance, even your charisma. But coaching has also become an odd source of unfairness. Just look around and ask yourself, who has access to these coaches and the edge they provide? And who doesn't? And what does it mean for us all? Find Against the Rules on radio.com or wherever you like to listen. Brought to you by Pushkin Industries.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
Has this ever happened to you? I wasn't feeling great, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by really uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal information is being bought and sold. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
95.7 The Game is an equal opportunity employer, and we encourage local community organizations to refer qualified applicants to us. You can receive The Game and Intercom job vacancy information by contacting Human Resources at 415-765-4011 or by emailing sfhr@intercom.com.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
It all starts with just one thing. Don't buy plastic toys for your pet. Look for either natural materials like cotton, rope, wood, or bamboo, or make toys out of old shirts, socks, or towels. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass in the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
CVS Pharmacy delivers. And right now, to meet the needs of the current health situation, we're offering 1 to 2 day delivery for free. Get prescriptions and other everyday essentials like vitamins, allergy relief, snacks, and more from your local CVS. We understand your concern, and this is just one of the ways we can help you to be prepared and stay well. Visit CVS.com or call your local CVS pharmacy to get started. Restrictions apply. Offer valid on orders with a prescription.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Big Bone Thugs fan, Guru?
For Big Bone Thugs fan. They got a song called, they got a lot of songs, but the one with Tupac. I forget the title.
Thug Love.
Oh, I caught a plane to Cleveland late last evening.
Yeah.
Don't
say the rest. Please don't. The Bone and Biggie song was really good. Bone and Biggie.
I just watched Notorious. Biggie was tight, man. I just watched that movie. Did you see it? Notorious?
Notorious?
Yeah, I have. You didn't like it?
Yeah, that's all right.
That played Biggie, he was pretty good, though.
he was all right. He was good. No, he's a good actor. I actually have been watching a new Tupac movie. I haven't finished it yet.
Which one?
Looks just like Tupac. Oh, man. It came out a couple years ago.
What?
And
I've seen that.
The guy looks just like Tupac. He looks just like Tupac, actually. I haven't finished that movie yet. It's okay. Not bad.
Hey, real quick, shame on Kyle, shame on myself, and shame on you. We saw Dan Dibley where it was like a holiday when it was his birthday. I kind of, promote mine when I had one. But yesterday was Spadoni's birthday. Happy birthday, and not once did he mention it. So he's definitely not me because, I was like, it's my birthday. So happy birthday, Spadoni. Belated. Yeah, shame on him.
Happy birthday, Spadoni. Happy birthday. By the way, how old are you now, Spadoni?
I am 27. I am 27.
And you're a great graduate at San Francisco State University. SFSU. He's a Gator as well, guru. So you got to.
Oh, that's why I love him.
He's a Gator. But Spadoni, this is why I love the fact.
Florida, fellas.
Come on, stop it. We got the real swamp at San Francisco State. The real swamp at San Francisco State, buddy. Relax. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Spadoni, which I love that I just found out. He's just like me. He's just like me when it comes to birthdays. I've gone through birthdays without telling anybody that it was my birthday.
Why?
So
don't
I'm
take
like
them
that
for granted,
too.
Fellas.
No,
I don't take them for granted.
Center of attention like that. I'm over it. When I was younger, maybe, but now when I got older, I just low key, just me and my family. I'm not a huge birthday guy.
Wow,
I love that. I love that. There's a lot of gurus out there who, it's like a guru doesn't have a birthday. He has a birthday month. He has a birthday month where every weekend he's celebrating his birthday. Yeah, no, we know how you get down, guru.
Him and my wife have something in common.
There you go. Oh, wow. Wow, you just threw – good luck to you tonight, buddy. Hopefully she's not listening.
What did you say about Dibs, Bonte?
I think you were going somewhere.
Yeah, it was his 50th birthday. Remember we were doing the shows at the golf course down in San Jose. I forget the name of the golf course. Great golf course down in San Jose. We had all our shows down there. And he sung happy birthday to Dan Dibley after he's running all that cheap material. And you and I were basically the brunt of all his jokes. Remember that?
Yes.
I do remember. So he had his little $2
joke.
Almost
like a roast, but he was roasting us.
Just call me Dibley.
Yeah, he didn't say anything about Steiny. Didn't say anything about JD. Didn't say anything about Butcher Boy. Didn't say anything about Damon. He didn't say anything about anybody. He said something about us, though, all day long. Yeah. Every time I looked up, he was trying to crack some jokes. Yeah, you know how it is.
Shut up, Drew Brees.
All right. 888-957-9570. Are you excited about the NBA playoffs coming up? The season will be restarted July 31st. I know Spadoni is because every time I post something about basketball on Twitter, guru, Spadoni is retweeting something or quote tweeting me with some Laker gif. Or some Raider gift. That's all he does. It's like the Lakers are the only team existing.
I'm loyal to my team. Laker fans, is there something wrong with that?
Laker fans are becoming insufferable again. Like, I love it when the Lakers are relevant, but damn, I can't stand your fan base. It's like the league revolves around the L.A. Lakers.
I slap.
They got something coming for them.
Well, that's Kawhi Leonard.
Let's be honest. LeBron would have gave up a finger or a toe, fellas, for this season to keep going. Remember when they were like, somebody on Twitter said, the league's canceled. He was like, no, it ain't. He knew this was his last best chance. Like, ain't no way in hell this season over.
After that weekend, this rain delay out for a while. After that weekend in which they beat the Milwaukee Bucks and the L.A. Clippers. Oh, my Lord. LeBron James for MVP. Oh, look at what he's doing with the Lakers. Oh, the Lakers are the best team in the league. Now they're favored in Vegas. They're favored to win the NBA title. They're favored. They got something coming, and it's called the Terminator, a.k.a. Kawhi Leonard. He is coming, and he will come to thwart the Lakers' title hopes. Oh, I know. I am confident in Kawhi Leonard in doing this mission.
And a ring with this team would put him on a strap. He would do something that's never been done, right? He would have a title with, what was it, Toronto, obviously San Antonio, Clippers.
And now the Clippers.
And if he were to get MVP, I believe he would be somewhere that, I mean, the greats don't even have that.
It's overrated.
And then three championships for three different teams. And then, Steiny knows what time it is. He knows what time it is with Kawhi. Not only would he win three titles with three different teams, but then he would be tied with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, LeBron James for three rings apiece.
Can you imagine next season?
Next season going into it with the Warriors coming back healthy, the Clippers with Paul George and company, LeBron, they would all have three rings apiece. Who would get number four first?
Yeah.
Ooh, buddy.
He's not even at halftime of his career, Kawhi, I'm talking about. He's not even at the third quarter of his career yet, so he's going nowhere. So if he were to pull this one off,
Oh, my goodness. I think because of how he won last year, Toronto, not, you know, KD went down and Klay went down. I honestly believe the Warriors get it done. I just feel like the basketball gods gave him all, you know, like he wouldn't even be too disappointed this year. He'll never tell anybody, but it's like, hey, I won last year. That was great. I won this year. You know, I can sit one out. I just think this is about LeBron this year. And I could be wrong, but I just think the Lakers are going to get it done.
All right, we know Spadoni's rooting for the LA.
Kobe!
Yeah, he wears his Laker jerseys all the time. He's probably got Laker socks and Laker underwear. It's okay. Kyle Madsen, who you rooting for in the NBA playoffs?
Uh-oh.
I'm rooting for Giannis.
Antetokounmpo. Why? You want him to come to Golden State, I thought.
It's not going to matter. If he's coming to Golden State, he's coming. Like, it's going to take so many hoops for him to have to, like, jump through and pay cuts to take. Wow. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen because they're going to have to be working on it, like, now. So I don't think it matters. I like Giannis as a human. I love watching him as a player. I want to see him win a title. And the Bucks are in the East. So I'm all in on rooting for Giannis and Chris Middleton and the Bucks. I'm a big Eric Bledsoe guy.
Oh, Brian, wow. Brian. I feel sorry for you.
Former son.
I'm joking. Pat Connaughton's my guy, you know.
But for Nash, our guy Nash, I'm rooting for Phoenix for Nash. If D. Booker could get in there. And dude, could you imagine?
Hey,
Phoenix
like
is not
going to
win it.
So.
Hey, you know what?
You know, Sacramento, we don't know.
Phoenix might go 0-8.
Yeah, exactly.
What about
put
Sacramento?
The right on the table. Nash should be the Suns schedule. Where's the schedule at? Them dudes may not. Dude, hold on one second. You talk about gambling. I will be betting every dollar I have against the Suns once the season gets restarted. The Suns will play the Mavericks, Clippers, Mavericks again, the Pacers, Wizards, Philadelphia, Miami, and OKC.
Oh,
they may win one game.
1-7, yeah. But then again, they could go 8-0. They could go 8-0. We don't know how the pandemic affected them. You never know.
Stop it, Guru. Stop
LMAO.
Your boy Kelly Oubre Jr. is hurt. He's out for the year, Nash
was
telling me.
That was
so.
A crushing blow. Yeah,
stop it. Does Nash Suns going 8-0? You know better than that, Guru. Let's go to Chris on 101. Chris on 101 wants to talk about the NBA playoffs here on BSNG. Good afternoon, Chris. Hopefully you are driving safely, and what's on your mind?
Oh, man, what's up with y'all? B and G on the way on the 101 to get this chicken, man. Glad the NBA coming back. As a Laker fan, of course. Really excited to get this 17th ring, you know. Quick question was, is KD and Kyrie coming back? Because if they are, that's my sleeper. And before I go, I want to say, you know, this week has been real challenging for everybody. But one thing I've noticed is the college coaches, basketball and football, have been getting a pass. And the reason I say that, in this important time, they walk into these households and look at these kids' parents in the face and explain them why they want their kids for the next 4 years at a crucial point in these kids' life to come to these schools, and none of them is saying anything. And that's a straight slap in the face and disrespect, and they're not getting called out. But besides that, y'all have a good Friday.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What if they said something and it went to the Drew Brees level? It was worse than saying being quiet. So what if they say something? How do you judge if it's authentic or not? How do we know if it's real or fake?
So the question you're saying is, what if they give you like a neutral political answer? That's what you're asking?
Yes.
Then you can read. Everybody can read through the BS. The message that you're supposed to send to the parents and to the kids that you're going to be walking into their household and asking for their commitment is not a neutral answer. You got to stand by them and say, look, I'm with you. I hear you, and I'm for you, and I will do everything I can with my platform as a coach to speak up for your rights. I care more about you as a human being than you putting the ball in the hoop for me or you scoring a touchdown. That's what I want to hear. I'm a parent.
I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at that.
Thanks for the phone call,
Chris. Kyle Shanahan, Bonte, is he getting enough love for what
Kyle's
he said? Kyle Shanahan getting a lot of love. He should get more love.
Kyle understands.
Jerick McKinnon, his players understand. He's getting a lot of love for what he said yesterday, basically saying, how are there only four black coaches and two GMs? Two black GMs and four black head coaches. And Kyle's been around football his whole life.
Yeah, he mentioned Kaepernick.
But I agree with everything, but he brings up Cap, and it's like, you guys basically told Kaepernick to walk away. I get it. You don't think he fits your system, quote unquote, your system, but you thought Brian Hoyer could ball? Don't even want to get started with that. Yeah. I like most of the message there, but it's kind of, when you bring up Kaepernick, it's tough to say, well, wait a minute. Didn't you guys basically tell Kaepernick to, you know what, your services aren't wanted here. You're not going to fit our quote-unquote system. I don't believe Kyle Shanahan said anything wrong, but when you hear Kaepernick come out of his mouth, it's just like, wait a minute here. What's going on? So that's how I feel about Kyle Shanahan. Real quick, before we end the show, Guru, I want to play the soundbite from First Take this morning. Maria Taylor, African-American black woman who's doing big things in college football. I believe she hosts the NBA pregame show on ESPN as well. Maria Taylor, I want everybody to listen to this because I think it's appropriate we end a week like this. It's been a mentally challenging week, no doubt about it, with everything that's going on in this country. We thank all our guests for giving us their insight on what's going on in this country. Let's hear from Maria Taylor on her thoughts about Drew Brees as we end this show.
Really disappointed when I initially heard Drew Brees' comments. And part of the reason was, obviously, I look at when someone brings up the American flag and disrespect to our country as it pertains to Colin Kaepernick's kneeling as a dog whistle. I think that's you basically saying that you want to ignore the racial injustice. You want to ignore everything that he's already told you that he's been kneeling for. You want to ignore a peaceful protest and the actual reason why it is taking place. I wonder to myself, after watching that apology on Instagram, would Drew Brees do this if there was no backlash? And you just heard Max Kellerman already say that he's had similar comments before. So my next question is, did your heart actually change? Because racism is a heart problem.
Wow. Yeah. What you think about that?
What did she say? A heart problem? I mean, she expressed herself. Wow, that's just. And, you know, when I hear the word racism, Bonte, I don't know if you've seen this photo. She just got me thinking about this, where you see all the babies. There's all ethnic backgrounds, a black baby, a white baby, Asian, just, you know, all represented, and they're in the same crib or playing in the same, you know, same spot. And it's like they're all smiling. And again, it's like they're not born. The whole point is they're not born with racism. They're getting along. So at the end of the day, you know, racism is a thing that's passed down, it's taught. And like she said, you know, it comes from the heart.
Does come from the heart. It does come from the heart. And hopefully Drew Brees, in his heart, can finally realize what he said wrong. And not once in his apologies did he mention Colin Kaepernick. I think a good way for Drew Brees to start this process of kind of redeeming himself, especially in the black community, is by reaching out to Colin Kaepernick, going to sit down with Colin Kaepernick, get on a private jet, got plenty of chicken, get on a private jet, say, hey, Colin, I want to sit down with you. I want to understand why you were protesting during the national anthem. I want to understand why it's not disrespectful to protest during the national anthem. I want to understand why it was peaceful. I want to understand where you're coming from. I want to donate to your foundation. I want to get this right. And if Drew Brees did all that, then maybe the Bonte Hills of the world, the Guru Johnsons of the world, they'll look at Drew Brees and say, okay, I don't condone what he said, but at least he's trying. Okay, I see some effort here. I see some action. Drew Brees is trying to take action. If he does that, then maybe many people in the black community could look at Drew Brees and say, okay, he made a mistake. He made it twice, but he made a mistake. Now he's trying to rectify that mistake. But until then, I just don't know about Drew Brees, Guru. Just don't know about him.
Swagalicious.
Yep. Wow. But the highlights. He lost his job. So Drew has his job. I would just like to see him do more, You see Jordan doing the Jordan brand with that amount of money. I'm not saying it has to be that amount, and you know, we can't put a price tag on what's in your heart, but Drew needs to take a page from what Jordan just did. But I'll say this. You want Drew to get with Cap, and I want the NFL owners to give Cap a job. I would be happy with either or, but I think the reality of the situation is we'll probably see Drew get with Cap more so than we see 32. One of the 32 owners just say, I don't care what you guys think. It's my team. I'm doing it. It's the right thing. I've been affected by what we've been seeing with these protests. I'm going to call Colin and see if he wants a job as an NFL quarterback. And that's how the movie would end to me. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Guru, as we wrap the show up, and I know you got 2 straight wins at MLB The Show. We didn't talk about that enough because there were more pressing issues. We didn't have Jock Pretty today because it didn't feel it was appropriate this week. As well as not having Star to Eat here. You need to be coached up for another week at Jock Pretty as you guys try to keep me from winning 3 in a row.
That's my first calling.
Yeah, you know what?
See,
Jock Pretty,
baby.
I get
mad at you because, like I said, if the teacher handed out a test of knowledge, I have it. It's just it goes back to me with the spelling bees and me, going against pressure, B. I panic.
Nothing easy.
The Denver Broncos.
So are you saying you're a choker, Guru?
You know what, Kyle? My pops. And then we had a soccer game back when I was young, and it was the penalty kick. And I was a defensive forward, but I finally got the kick. We still haven't seen the ball that I kicked because it went right to the right and off into the street. So I think I did choke. I can admit it, Vontae. I'm sure you choked before.
Every now and then.
Look, oh, my
every
God.
Now and then.
Listen to
I can't Brian, remember the last Brian. Time I choked because I know the last time I had to shoot a free throw sitting down in front of a sold-out Maples Pavilion. Your boy hit nothing but net on the first try. So,
but see, there was no pressure. Nobody expected you to make that shot. That's why I think you made it. You know what I mean?
There is pressure. Sierra and Russell Wilson staring right at me. Stars in a building.
Hey, well, Guru.
Come on.
Guru, if this helps you then, by that logic, no one expects you to win Jock Pretty.
See, I didn't like that. Well, I'll be back. I Kevin Costner, Tim man. Hudson. Yeah, I know. Hey, Kyle, man. You're on Kevin tomorrow, man. Right? I get to hear you guys live and local tomorrow, right?
Next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, next weekend that's going
on. Stay tuned.
Jock Pretty. Yeah, I got it wrong. But okay, next weekend. I got you.
Stephen Langford, JD, and Kyle Mattson. From
that's
10 to 2, I believe, next Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Guru, it's been a hell of a week, man. I'm never going to forget this week.
Quick
thoughts on this week. I'll let you lay off and in before we sign off and hand it off to Damon right on Kolsky.
Honestly, Bonte, it was special. It was not planned. We didn't have lines, and I appreciate you, Steiny, Collins, Spadoni, and management. I will never forget this week just from – a human standpoint and the fact that we had the avenue to talk about and process and digest and share ideas about what we saw manifest this past week, which will never be forgotten for a long, long time.
No doubt about that. The conversation will not die, especially on this show. I want to thank Matt Steinmetz. He was phenomenal this week. You, Guru, phenomenal. Kyle Mattson, Joe Spadoni, our program director, Matt Nahegan, assistant program director, Danny Fry, for giving us this platform to speak on the issues. It's been tough, especially as a black man, to speak about these issues. Mm-hmm. And I also want to give a big thanks to our callers and our texters. Whether you agree us or disagree with us, your input this week was absolutely awesome. Every one of your phone calls was cherished. We appreciate it all. And just, man, what a mentally challenging week. We thank all our guests this week for enlightening us, whether it's Emmanuel Acho, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Bip Roberts. I'm missing a few here. We had Juan Toscano Anderson. He was phenomenal. Yeah. Just thank everybody there for listening to us, and hopefully change does come. Hopefully this is the start of a change in this country that is much, much needed. Thanks to everybody out there. What a week.
And be safe.
Guru, be safe. Have a great weekend. Kyle, Joe, great stuff this weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday. Steiny will be back on Monday. Don't go anywhere, though. Damon Radokolsky next right here on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors guard Juan Toscano-Anderson joined Vontae Steiny and Guru to talk about the Walking in Unity event he organized.
It meant a lot to my community, but it also showed my community that it's deeper than just hoops. Like, these guys don't just share a locker room. Steph Curry has millions and millions and millions of followers.
you know, if Steph Curry doesn't come out, then maybe ESPN doesn't write about it. Maybe Bleacher Report doesn't write about it. That meant a whole lot to me personally, just because, like, when I walk in that locker room, if Steph asks me to run through a wall for him, I will now. Like, I know he's got my back, right? I got his back.
The home of the Golden State Warriors, 95.7 The Game.
Come on, everybody, get in line. It's money market limbo time.
With most money market accounts, your money is held in limbo for a long time, and the interest rate is kind of low.
We got to go lower now.
But the money market savings account from...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.